I have been waiting for this moment for a long time. I read his books and articles with great interest, and now I sat ready to hear him in person, and on his specialty, time management. "Before I speak today," said Dr. Ted Engstrom, "let me give you a short sermon you'll never forget. Someday, take a piece of paper and write down the things that are important to you and the Lord. Then do them. Take another sheet and make a similar list of things that are not vitally important to you or the Lord, and don't do them." What's so profound about that, I thought. But as I reflected on his advice, I saw two important concepts working together. First, deciding what was important and what wasn't. Then the discipline to stick to that which is important. Decision and discipline. Two difficult but critical steps to take. In his famous book, Tyranny of the Urgent, Charles Hummel explains it so well. When we stop to evaluate, we realize our dilemma goes deeper than shortage of time. It's the problem of priorities, not hard work. Doubt and misgiving produce anxiety and stress as we review a month or year and become oppressed by the pile of unfinished, important tasks. I like to call it the trap of jumbled priorities. Focusing on the important, then learning to prioritize, can free you from being driven onto the reef of frustration by other people's demands. My wife Susan and I were married 21 years ago, and we took as our marching orders Luke 12:31. In the Living Bible it reads, "He will always give you all you need from day to day if you make the kingdom of God your primary concern." God's Word helps us determine our priorities. Susan and I have 4 children, but we still enjoy sharing our lives with others. Maybe it's just a phone call to encourage a Christian brother or sister, or asking a non-Christian neighbor over for dinner, to help foster a genuine friendship that will serve as a bridge to carry the good news of Christ. To quote Charles Hummel again, "Nothing substitutes for knowing this day, this hour, in this place, we are doing the will of our Father." Friend, let's focus on that which is important to God. Only then can we gaze at all our unfinished work and joyfully finish it another day. For the Navigators, this is Dave Kraft.